and they looked out across the bay where the ships were, they could see them.
They wouldn't be able to, no, they wouldn't be able to see them because they couldn't see them because they didn't exist because they didn't exist because they'd never seen them before, so they didn't exist. So they couldn't see that, which they didn't know what was.
No, but maybe they could not see them because they didn't have a word for that.
No, same thing. People don't know what they like. They like what they know. There's things before your lying eyes every day. We've laid them out for you so picture clear, crisp, plain that you couldn't miss it. If you'd seen 700 hails or 9,000 heavens and had every angel on the planet pointed out to you, eat it, Joe's, eat it, Joe's, eat it, Joe's. Here's Joe's. Welcome to Joe's. Come in, sit down, eat it, Joe's. And they go, and the questions come back and says, what is Joe's? Is there a Joe? How does Joe apply to our conversation? Well, let's run it through the Pentad and see what the Pentad says about Joe. No, we're just saying sit down and eat at Joe's. Well, where's Joe's? Where would we find Joe's? If I was in a parallel world and Joe was over here, and if I was looking in Maui and looking southward and the wind was blowing and hit me in my face, where did the wind come from? And then it would be blowing in which direction? Well, we don't know. We'll have to eat at Joe's. We hoped of Joe. We cried, and we hoped for so much more. We wanted all of Joe. The last poor
so,
Joe.
So
we couldn't get to
Joe. Are you saying that you said there are things in front of us in plain sight that we don't see? That's what you're getting at?
If you do not know what they are, we are telling you that just like the tribal Indians of America, you and they cannot see that which you have not seen before. And if you do, it's like Waldo. If you don't know what Waldo looks like, you'll be wondering the rest of your life eternally, where's Waldo?